are independent witness or a witness provided by the complainant. Additionally, the officer's account, the affected officer's account, is important to explain what transpired. All right? When all of that is done, it is compiled in the usual file format, and the report is submitted to superior officers that will eventually have a recommendation to Commissioner of Police, who will direct at the furtherance of the administrative process. For example, it may very well be that the person, if there's evidence, urgent evidence, supporting evidence, that the police officer is charged internally and faces a court of inquiry. This is an internal disciplinary machinery.
Okay.
That may, and this is a warning that is given to all members who have been charged, that there, if you are convicted, the possibility is that you may very well be dismissed as the ultimate dismissed from the organization. But you know, there are gradient levels of penalties.
Right. Well, I'm asking these questions in relation to the Portland officer that was seen in the viral video. While he hasn't committed a crime, it is understood that because his badge is showing, he has been referred to the iProbe. So I wanted to know, given that he hasn't committed a crime, other than, I mean, a stern warning, is it likely that he would be dismissed? When in fact, I mean, it's just that he's...
I would not prejudice the
investigation
with an account to suggest that he would be dismissed.
Okay, understood.
I think for transparency purposes and to be fair and objective, for a fair and objective process, it would require the investigative processes regarding the matter to be properly ventilated, so I would not say it's not professional for me to say yes, he will.
No, I'm just wondering, based on other cases, if you've had other such similar cases, how have they been handled? Like, what is a disciplinary action?
No, and each matter sits on its own merit. And I'm not going to treat with any. I speak in general terms, but I would pull like a case to say, we had a case like this before, and that kind of thing. I would not go there. I speak in general terms, and I indicate how the process works, and I conclude by saying, I won't determine, I won't compare the outcome of the investigative process by saying, oh, you will be dismissed. No.
Understood. Is it possible that you can say how long these types of investigations are to last or expected to last?
It varies. You'll appreciate that each case with different set of facts or allegations will require the amount of time to pursue the investigative process.
Okay, thank you so much, Mr. MacArthur Sutherland. I appreciate you talking to me.
You're welcome.
Cheers. Bye-bye.